Fitness Tips with Mike Rush. Fast and easy tips to get as fit as possible. Let's go.
I think one of the biggest things in life in general, and especially in fitness, is we really underestimate the amount of effort that it's going to take to realize our goals. And I think sometimes people see other people or compare themselves to other people and think like, oh, this person's in really great shape, or hey, this person, I mean, they just have it easy, like they're just fit all the time. And I think anything, whether it's professionally, fitness, like whatever it comes down to, oftentimes there's just so much behind the scenes that really goes into time, dedication, focus, and really effort level that's put into something. I remember back when I was running track, I was running year round. I mean, really putting in at least 5 days, maybe 6 days of training per week. And there's a couple people that that year had turned out for the track team, and they were just surprised by how everyone else was in such good shape. And they struggled for months and months and months on end. And then it wasn't until like 2, 3, 4 months of them putting forth a ton of time, energy, and effort that they were actually starting to see the results. And I remember I actually had taken like a year off of track, and then I got back into it. I was going to run in college, and never in my life had I actually been out of season. But then when I got back into season, I realized I was about 2, 3 months behind myself, and had no idea that it was going to take just an incredible amount of effort to get back to where I was. And I kind of took that for granted just because I've been training year after year after year. And then having that year off, jumping back into it, realizing, wow, like everyone else is already good to go. So I think that's with anything, especially fitness. I mean, if you find someone else that really seems like they're in good shape, or they are in really good shape and they're able to do a ton, just know that they've probably put months upon months, even years of work to get to where they're at. And so you cannot have the expectation that 4 weeks in, 5 weeks in, 6 weeks in, you're going to even be close to where they're at. I mean, yes, eventually you could pass them up. But yeah, without the effort being there, I heard a quote the other day that was so true, but you can't be disappointed in the results for the effort you didn't put into that activity. So put in the effort, put in the work, and then you can start to have that expectation for that reality. So I hope that helps if you're kind of somewhere where you're like, huh, I don't have the results. I mean, you need to be more patient, you need to put in more effort. And I think the other thing is just the amount of effort. So sometimes people are like, oh, lengthwise, I've been training for a year or two or three, and they're not seeing the results. And a lot of times what that comes down to is that your effort level, or just the way you're going about your training, just isn't at that level that it needs to be. And so if you're lifting a couple times per week, maybe you need to up that, either another session or two per week. And really, once you're in those sessions, I mean, getting after it. So there's always just a lot of little things that go into it, but that main thing is that effort level.
Do you want to be as fit and as healthy as you possibly can be? Well, I want to invite you to join StrengthForce.com's members area. Simply go to StrengthForce.com/members today, and you can join in to get tips, strategies, and ways to help you be as healthy as you possibly can be.